Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That music. That tells you what month it is, Hugh. It is October.
Don't they use that for football, too?
What's that?
Don't they use the music for football?
No, this is the Fox Baseball.
Oh, I feel like it's a football type deal.
You are on it.
Kyle's a little snippy today. You notice that?
Well, he got kicked out of his house yesterday. The guy's having a tough week.
You know what? I forgot about you.
You called me grumpy earlier.
Yeah.
No, I was like, because we were in the show meeting, right? And I said something. He just started snapping. I was like, damn.
Well, maybe he's grumpy at you. You know what? You know what it was? Preemptive strike. 1 o'clock, our quarterback rankings. Updated top 10 quarterbacks in pro football. And the spin job from Douglas coming at one is going to be all timer.
Maybe I just come in a little bit perturbed Wednesdays because I know your nonsense is imminent.
Yeah. I don't have any nonsense. Mm-hmm. I think I put together a solid list today. Mm. I think I put together a real solid list. Okay.
Well, we know from the first 3 weeks that is clearly not the case.
I just like how people get mad, like seriously mad that they tweet me and tell me my list is garbage. And I'm like, but it's my list.
I just tell you in person, it's a garbage list.
It's my list.
I know it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your calls on the Eagles, you know, AJ and Jalen, and of course the Saquon stuff. You're surprised it has been such a slow start. But we got playoff baseball Saturday here, and we have ourselves a time. Kyle, I'm seeing either 6:08 or 6:38 for the start time Saturday night. For game one of the series against, well, we could keep saying Reds or Dodgers, and I guess we'll do that until the end of the evening. But can we just be clear about this? The Dodgers are coming in here, Hugh. Did you see that last night?
That don't necessarily mean it's only one game. You got what, two more, right?
It's only one game.
Yeah, but that was a hell of a game.
Yeah,
I mean, like alerts going off all night.
Of course. I believe the Phillies' toughest opponent's going to be their first opponent, and I believe it's going to be the Dodgers when they come in here on Saturday. So we have our start time, and Hugh, there's a lot to unpack. We're going to play Topper, what he had to say this morning with the morning show, and really some big decisions coming here. But I do feel like there's something we haven't talked about much the last few weeks because we've been talking about the Phillies clinching and seeding. But that's the play of Bryce Harper as we enter the month of October. Bryce Harper has been one of the great postseason performers in the history of Major League Baseball. I know he has not won a ring yet, but individually he has hit at a level that very few have hit ever in October. And Hugh, the question is, as we enter the postseason, the Phillies enter, right, baseball's second-best record. Mm-hmm. They have done this entire season with what I would call a pretty good Bryce Harper, but not the MVP-level Bryce Harper that we've had in the past here in Philadelphia. And Hugh, when we were talking before the show, it sounded like you think the Bryce we got in the regular season, that's good enough for the postseason?
I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think that when you look at this team collectively and the way that they've been playing, that, you know, that's going to take a little bit of pressure off of Bryce because the last couple seasons, Joe, what has he been as far as in the postseason?
Well, he's been he's been excellent.
He's been decent, but hasn't gotten you over the hump.
But that's not his fault.
I mean, but he's an individual that every year we go into and say, hey, if he's not playing well, then we don't do well.
Yeah.
And he's played well, to your point,
and we haven't won.
So I think that more now it's more of a collective.
So, look, the roster, they have a deeper lineup, especially with Bader here than they have in years.
Was there Darth Bader?
Yes. And he's going to be a big part of what they do the next few weeks, hopefully for the full month. But I don't think we should get this twisted here. The Phillies need October Bryce to win the World Series. They need the best version of Bryce of the whole season. And if you look at his regular season, it wasn't great. It was fine. I mean, he was carried for a lot of the year by what Schwarber did.
Mm-hmm.
He was carried at times by what Trey Turner did. He was carried by the starting pitching. Bryce Harper didn't have a great regular season. He had an, I would say, by his standards, below average season. Like, by the Bryce standards he set for the last 12 years,
mm-hmm.
he was below that this year. I know he had the wrist issue. He missed time. I think the Phillies need, they need October Bryce. And there's two different people. There's regular season Bryce, who's a really, really excellent player. But October Bryce has been an all-time player. I think they need that. I don't think you could just rely on, hey, let's hope Bader keeps hitting. Let's hope Bryson Stott hits. Let's hope that Kyle Schwarber could hit the average of 56 home runs, but over October. They need Bryce to get hot here.
I don't think it's fair when you talk about the season that he's had to say all of a sudden. That's almost the equivalent to me of saying, you know, all of a sudden I'm going to turn the switch on because it's the postseason. That's kind of hard to do.
Mm.
I don't believe that he could do that.
He did it
now.
In 22.
Isn't that okay. Hasn't that kind of just become the expectation for Bryce though? Like that he rises to the occasion in October.
I mean, and I don't think it's fair to expect that this year because of the fact that he has been hurt and his game has diminished just a little bit.
Oh.
But
we're laying excuse groundwork.
No, we're not laying excuse groundwork. I still think they can win the World. I'm like between the two of y'all since we slinging
gonna
arrows
win the World
today.
Series yeah, we are. Without a big time Bryce.
Since we're slinging arrows today, I'm not the one that came here this morning worried about the Dodgers. Since we talking like that, I wasn't the one in here carrying blankets and talking about, oh my gosh, did you see the Dodgers last night?
I'll admit it. I'm scared to death.
Did you see Shohei Ohtani? I didn't do that.
Well, hold on. Did you see? You saw what Shohei did last night.
I got the alerts.
You're going to turn around.
I was hell diving.
Maybe you need to watch.
I was hell diving.
You're going to turn around and tell me that it's not fair to expect our best player to perform the way that Shohei Ohtani did?
What I am telling you is that what I've seen from this team when they went out west to play the Dodgers, they looked like they had their number. They played them extremely well until they got to them young pitchers. But besides that part, they looked like they handled their business out there in L.A. Yeah.
Sure, well, they did. And then they went to it.
But you and Mr. Scary Pants over here, y'all said, oh, my God.
No, here's the thing.
It was hell diving.
Yeah, you were hell diving. can we have some sense of reality? The best team they're going to face the whole postseason starts Saturday. Their toughest opponent's their first
one.
That's
fine.
And I need Bryce to hit like an MVP.
Mm.
The Dodgers have Ohtani. They have Betts, who's hot now.
So y'all looking at other people's grass.
Well, I'm very disappointed.
We have to play that team.
What do you mean?
Very disappointed.
Because I'm not afraid.
No, because you're not holding Bryce Harper to a high standard.
How am I not holding to a high standard?
Because you said it's unfair to expect him to...
No, because I'm saying because he has been mediocre strong. And that's not the word that I choose to use,
below
but that's
his,
the only
he's been
one.
Below his standard.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's
Thank
been.
You.
He, so, but I expect not, him to get hot.
So now all of a sudden, you expect him with everything that he's had to deal with.
Yes.
Okay.
2022, he missed a lot of time. In September of 2022, he stunk.
I think this
and
is
And then
more
the postseason came,
effort.
And then he woke up. But he needs to be a huge part of it.
You know what? I kind of feel like this is.
What?
This is the year, it feels like, especially with Brian Snicker stepping down. Snicker stepping down from the Braves.
Right.
I just feel like this is the year that when Jock Peterson got there, young Jock, when they won the World Series, it's kind of like the contributions from a bunch of different guys. And I feel like that's going to be the same thing here.
And I think you need that too. Because like you said, Bryce Harper has been great and they haven't won the World Series. So I'm not discounting they need their role players to hit. They need the bait. But they need Bryce to have a gigantic postseason. If you tell me he has a playoffs that is on the same level of his regular season, they're not going to win at all.
I just think they need more,
and I think they feed off of him in October. He's built for this. Let's hear Dave Dombrowski yesterday talking about Bryce and kind of why, in his opinion, Bryce's been able to do this so often in the postseason.
Circling back to Bryce for a minute, he's always been a good postseason player. He's a great player.
Sure.
He's been, what do you think it is about him that enables him to kind of rise in October? And, you know, some great players can do that, and there are other great players that tend to struggle.
Well, you're right. And there are some guys that just cherish those moments. I mean, that there's a – not that they're not always focused, but they take it to another level, and nothing really phases them. I don't know if you've ever been a spot. I mean, I've been on a much less, but where you don't even in some ways hear the crowd. I mean, they're so focused on what's taking place. And I think that's Bryce.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think he's right about that. And I think that I can't imagine the Phillies winning it all without Bryce leveling up. And I expect him to. And I think he's going to hit. He's been one of the great postseason performers of all time. I can't believe Hugh Douglas lowering the bar for Bryce in October. Sickening.
See, you know what?
He's Mr. October of the last 10 years.
We like to play semantics.
Mm-mm. No, we're not.
No, that was... I don't think the question could be any more clear.
No. What I'm saying is, I expect Bryce to have a good postseason, but I don't expect Bryce to.
The semantics thing.
When I hear y'all say it, I'm expecting y'all expect Bryce to put the team on his back and carry him all the way across the finish line.
No, I'm not expecting that.
But I need him to play better than he did in the regular season. I don't think regular season Bryce is going to be enough to win four rounds.
Do you think it would have been unfair for the Eagles going into the postseason to say Jalen Hurts needs to play the best version of the game he could possibly play?
Yes.
That he needs to pick it up from the regular season that he had.
Yes.
And the passing game needs to look better. It's not unfair at all. It's not unfair.
I'm telling you, you're talking about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, we're agreeing.
Right. But that's the same thing.
That's the same exact thing.
But the reason why I'm saying it because of Bryce is because the way this team has been playing better as a collective. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying I don't need Bryce to be superhuman in this situation.
But as we get to the biggest moments, we can only expect so much out of these role guys. Like, there's maybe one of them will get hot the whole time. But when they face the best pitching, I mean, how much are we really expecting out of the Marches and the Stotts? Maybe they'll get hot. Maybe they'll stay hot. But there's a
and the Stubbs.
Stubbs is not part of this. I mean, what are we doing?
I was trolling.
Yeah, I know you were. I was trolling a bit. I'm trying to have a discussion about Bryce Harper, and you bring up Bryce Stubbs.
I trolled you a little bit.
You did. You absolutely did. Because I can't believe you're lowering the bar for Bryce Harper.
Lowering the bar. I'm just...
You really are.
I'm not lowering the bar. And Mr. Pile on Quinn here, you need to be stopped piling on to try to find you a place to stay tonight, sir.
Mm. Well, I think that's part of why Kyle's grumpy is he got thrown out of his house.
Grumpy.
Yeah, he got thrown out of his house.
It's just that I'm not going to put that weight on him to say, okay, all of a sudden you've had kind of a not Bryce Harper regular season,
yeah,
and say okay, now you flip the switch.
But that's who he's been his whole career.
Okay, I mean, I think that he's starting to, he's starting to get a little wear and tear on his body.
So you don't expect Bryce to be great this postseason?
I don't. I expect him to be good. I expect him to be good, but I don't expect him to be great.
I don't think that's good enough.
I don't either. And I
think it is. I think that this team has been anointed. They're special, and I think they're going to get it done.
Right, but how many special hitters do the Phillies have?
Special hitters?
Yeah. Mm. Two or three? I would say
Schwarber seems like he's special this year.
And Trey won the batting title. I mean Trey has his flaws, but okay, he's had a good year. The Dodgers have more than one or two.
If we're gonna go
shot for shot with them, we need Bryce to hit.
If I was a betting man, and I am, I would say Trey Turner's going to be the catalyst. I would go there. Gosh. I would say Trey Turner
you
is going to
You trust Trey
be,
more than Bryce I, in October.
I didn't say that. I just said in this postseason, Trey Turner might be that dude.
Yeah,
That's all I'm saying.
You can hold your breath on that one. I'll back Bryce.
I just like how you looked at me with disgust in your eye when I said that, though.
It's
possible.
Here's what I'll say. If Trey is exactly what was in the regular season, I'm good with that. You do your thing you did in the regular season. He was good. He won the batting title. He set the table. That's great. I need Bryce to level up in the postseason. I think the Phillies do too. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies need the real October Bryce
level
to show up?
Up?
Or did they need him to level up? Or are you with Hugh that the regular season Bryce is good enough to go win a World Series?
I think they're anointed this year. I think this is the year, man.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, but you don't just like stumble into it. You got to hit your way to a World Series.
I think that with the adversity that they've had this year, the fact that we lost Wheeler, I think this team is just they're vibrating at a different level right now.
Oh, like you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm locked in. I understand what's going on.
You are not locked in. You're lowering the bar for our great athletes in this city.
You do that consistently.
What do you mean? Do what consistently?
You raise up the scrubs.
You raise up Rojas.
You raise up the guys
Keely
that are
Ringo,
good. And the guys
Huff.
The guys that are supposed to be good, you're like, well, that's good enough. No, we want greatness.
I'm offended.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm being attacked on a personal level. And because you're saying I consistently
you do.
Try to downplay the greatness. I'm just saying he was hurt this year. Wasn't he hurt this year?
Yeah, sure. That was in June.
Okay. And to say, okay, all of a sudden, that's almost like, okay, we're going to go in there, we're going to switch the light switch on. No, I don't think so.
But that's exactly what he did in 22. He was bad in September. He was hurt for a lot of the summer, and this playoffs came, and the lights shine bright, and Bryce Harper
shows
up.
It's a big moment, but I don't think we need that to win the World Series. That's the point that
but
I'm
you're at, But then you're asking for a lot out of the role players to do it all October. It's a lot. And look, to your point, Hugh, they may win a series or two without Bryce heating up, but like to win the World Series, I think they need a great version of Bryce Harper. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Lots to react to. And we do have our eye on that Dodgers thing. Hugh's downplaying what we saw last night.
I'm not downplaying it. It's just that you and Scary Larry over here, y'all came in this morning. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You see the Dodgers? Like,
you were hell diving. So what would you know?
Yes, I was hell diving.
Okay.
Some
of us were prepared.
Yes.
We were hell diving for democracy.
Some of us were scouting. Okay, that's what I was doing last night.
And is that what you
Ohtani is red hot right now. Okay, so we got to worry about that. OG Wade is up. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's up?
I kind of agree with Joe on this one, Hugh. Bryce got to get it up. Oh, my pause on that one, but yeah.
Yeah, we got to pause that one, but no, I hear you. He's got to raise his level.
He's got to raise the roof, and Bryce was asking for an extension, right?
That was like a year ago,
couple,
wasn't it?
But he has in the past. Yeah, that's
I'm
been out there.
Saying,
yeah.
He's still looking for it.
We still holding Bryce Harper to that extension he asked for like 2 years ago.
Yeah, we don't forget around here. We don't forget.
This is his opportunity to get it. But let me say this here, right? On the Eagles, and I heard Joe and Kyle with the upside down mustache, I heard y'all talking about the coordinators for Detroit, and you can't win. No, the difference is Detroit didn't change their offense. The coordinator that they have as their offense coordinator was under the coordinator that left them, and they didn't let him out the door.
Hold on. You're right, but not the timeline's a little different. Johnny Morton was there. He was with Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell. He left, though. He was in Denver last year, and then he came back.
Right, but my point is they did not change their offense. The same offense they ran last year, they ran this year. And my point is this. If Nick Sirianni – I understand, and I respect Nick Sirianni for trying not to get Jalen hurt. We're not running the RPO, and that's why the lanes are not open for Saquon, because Jalen's – the threat of Jalen running is no longer because we're running that high school Harry offense. Nick Sirianni's dad's offense is what we're running right now. And until they go back to what won us the Super Bowl, we will continue to look like high school.
Very strong.
And I'm just saying, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying the three times that Nick Sirianni tried to implement his offense, it does not work. in the NFL. Now, in high school, it works great. Some little slants and the hook with the, yeah, all that works in high school, not at the NFL level. And so until Nick Sirianni believes in himself and his team and say, hey, I don't need to have my stamp on this team. We'll go with what's working. And until people stop the RPO is when I will change it.
Well, so I think I agree with you on this, OG. That's the thing that Jalen and this team does the best. It really is. It 22, and OG appreciate it. It was most unstoppable play in football was the Eagles RPO. I don't know why they don't seem to do it as much. Maybe he's right. Maybe it is Sirianni. I don't look. We do this every couple years where we shift the coordinator and we do this and we do that, and it's a Sirianni guy, then it's not. And the offense looks different, unfortunately, and it's not as consistent, and it hasn't evolved. To use that where we were at earlier. It has not evolved. I think when 22 happened, Hugh, the thought was they're about to be that for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's been choppier.
Stagnant.
Yeah, choppier.
Stagnant. And that's where, you know, I think that a lot of times when we had these conversations about Jalen, because this is where I'm with it. Does Jalen need to evolve as a quarterback? Yes, because I'm a strong believer in order to be one of the elite quarterbacks, you can't be the same guy that you were the year before. Because we see that all the time. We talk about, was it C.J. Stroud? Down there in Tennessee, excuse me, Houston.
Houston, yeah.
And you talk about Bryce Young last year looked like he was starting to turn the corner.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
it.
Then
it looks like that's not the case because defensive coordinators, they get a book on you.
Yeah.
And the thing that they try to do is stop you from doing what gave you success last year. Now, it's fair to assess that this year, Jalen is holding on to the ball or he doesn't look as crisp is because teams are not – those open looks aren't there where they used to be. Now, some of that's on Jalen because you have to take a chance with the football.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it's hard to argue that when you talk about the result, the end result. So when that changes, that's when that conversation is going to change because I'm right with everybody else when we talk about Jalen. Does he need to be better? No question, but he's winning. Does it need to change in order to get back to where we want to be? Most definitely.
All right. One quick note on the start time for Saturday. And by the way, tonight we do have the game the Phillies are playing at Citizens Bank Park where they're playing. It's like a scrimmage against each other. It's going to be fun. And Jack and James are going to be at Citizens Bank Park tonight. And if you're going, awesome. It's sold out. If you're not going, listen to WIP tonight. The High Hopes guys are going to be there.
Yay.
With kind of a talk show, their show within the context of what's going on in the field. So a glimpse into the Phillies getting ready for this game on Saturday and the first round. So here's how the start time will be definitively decided by Major League Baseball. So the Phillies are going to play Saturday. If the Red Sox advance past the Yankees, and the Red Sox are currently up 1-0, they could finish off the Yankees today. If the Red Sox advance, Hugh, the game for the Phillies will be 6:08 on Saturday. If it's the Yankees, which means they'd have to win today and tomorrow, then it will be 6:38. Not much difference, but that's how they're going to decide it, based on who wins Yankees, Red Sox. So if the Red Sox finish this series off, we're getting a 6:08 start time Saturday evening, most likely against the Dodgers. I know Hugh Douglas is holding on to some hope the Reds have a chance, but obviously.
I'm not holding any hope. But it's just, you know, I don't think it's over. They still got a shot. Maybe they can extend this thing.
Well, that actually, of all the things that could happen, that'd be the best case scenario for the Phillies, that it goes to three.
This thing, yeah.
Yeah. Because then Shohei Ohtani would have to pitch game three, which would, that changes their whole plan for the series. So, yeah, I mean, we're all rooting for the Reds tonight. I just, that feels
you don't
like.
Don't think it's happening?
No, that thing's a wrap. Let's go to Scott in Newtown. What's up, Scott?
I'm going to put some money on
that. Yo, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Scott. What's up?
Not much, man. To touch on, like, the Bryce Harper thing, like, what I'm expecting is a lot of what we got during the regular season, but it's those moments that mean the most that I'm hoping he comes through. And, like, I don't think we can just count on him to carry us through the playoffs. Like, I agree with you. It's going to be, like, a team effort this year just because we've seen contributions from everybody this year, you know? So, but it's some certain moments that, like, most high-pressured moments, I think, are the moments he needs to step up and win the games for us. So that's where I'm looking at with the Phillies, and I do feel good with them this year. I think, like, with Wheeler going down, I think like adversity is what a team needs to get through to do great things. So I'm really excited for it, and I do think Harper's going to step up in big moments. But I think it's a Turner, Bader, Schwarber. I think it's a collective situation.
Yeah, and I look, I think they're better suited for this, Scott, than any time since 22 and Scott, good phone call. But they're not mutually exclusive things. Just because Bader gets a hit doesn't mean we also don't need Bryce Harper to hit a home run.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. But when you frame it like that, my thought is that, you know, there's been a lot of times, especially over the last postseason that I've been a part of, that, you know, it's Bryce Harper comes up and we're expecting him to bail us out or be that, you know, put his cape on it and be that superhero. I don't think that needs to be the case this year. I think it needs to be more of a collective thing. And in situations like that, then he comes up and he does his thing. Because the one burning image that I have in my mind is the Arizona series. When was it? Rojas was up there, and the bat never left his shoulders.
Well, because he's bad.
Well, but the point.
You can't hit. I mean,
you can't. Even, but the point is that you had all these other guys that we were supposed to depend on.
Yeah.
But he caught a lot of heat in that moment because he was the last at bat, and the bat was on his shoulder.
Yeah, right. And look, they're better suited now because they have more depth.
Yes, it's the bat. That's what I'm trying to say.
And this is the deepest they've been since 22.
Y'all,
so y'all
so nervous. Y'all just, you know, just be all paranoid.
I don't know if it's nerves. It's the truth. The Phillies' toughest opponent's going to be their first opponent.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just Cincinnati, the way the bracket. Young pigeon.
And Cincinnati wins tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put this parlay together. I'm gonna go ahead.
Boy, you might there. Hugh, there's a lot of charities to donate to. You don't need to donate.
Cincinnati
to the sports
winning tonight, and I'm trying to figure out the Boston and the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you weren't hell diving, you would know that there's zero shot that the Reds are winning tonight.
I bet you they win.
Okay.
I know you will. You're going to lose money.
I will take you the $2 bet.
Take that $2. Yeah. I'm telling you, the Cincinnati Reds win tonight.
This thing's a wrap.
They win tonight.
No, this thing's a wrap.
I say that with so much confidence.
Well, once in a while you see a mismatch. I almost like I shuddered watching the first couple innings. Like, oh.
No. The fact that like my partners, we were hell diving and the alerts coming through. They're like, oh my gosh. The Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, man, it's only one game. It's only one game.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's just one game. The Dodgers are.
But you just think they're about to get dragged, Cincinnati about to get dragged.
Well, the Dodgers are going to win tonight, and they're coming here on Saturday. That's what I think. And whether or not scared of the Dodgers, the reality, if you look at
they're a good team. No question about it.
And you look at the World Series odds, the two favorites in the NL are the Phillies and the Dodgers. Like, they're going to play, unless Hugh's right, and the Reds come all the way back and take this, you know, 2-1. The Phillies are very likely to play the team that is the biggest competition to get to the World Series. They just have to play them in the first series. I mean, that's just the way the bracket's going to play out. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot of Phillies talk to continue the show today. We're going to listen here what Rob Thompson had to say to the morning show today. A lot of great stuff in there. Very interesting interview. Stuff about how they're going to use Duran, who's hitting cleanup, and a question about the rotation that I did not think was a question heading into the interview, but now I'm wondering something about how Topper's going to use his rotation against the Dodgers, probably not the Reds, in the NLDS. We'll hear from Topper, your phone calls. Do the Phillies need a bigger version, a better version of Bryce than we got during the regular season? And with the Eagles, the A.J. Brown situation, Hurts and Saquon, are you surprised at how Saquon's season has begun? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. So on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped the two new bacon flavors that you got to try, people. First up, we got the cracked pepper thick cut bacon. Black pepper coated in a full, bold taste. Then there's the Black Forest thick-cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're frying it up for breakfast or putting it on a BLT, these bacons bring big flavor because bacon sears business around these parts, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.